For decades, in the times before the Civil War, escaped slaves came north seeking freedom in Canada. The Underground Railroad helped that movement to the border and across. Here it was a boat ride from what's now the park on the Niagara River to Canada and new lives. Lily Owen Batchelor years ago found and became fascinated by a book about the Niagara River and decided to learn more about this little plot of land. She was the driving force in the years when there were historical reenactments of that boat trip to freedom. Batchelor says people came from vast distances to see these boat trips.
For 11 years, we had a reenactment of slaves crossing over to Canada. And our mayor, God bless him, he's the main reason for this, because he went over as a slave in a reenactment one year. And I think he felt what I felt when I went over as a slave.
The garden, named for Batchelor, is just part of the millions of dollars going into Broderick Park and rebuilding the Ferry Street Bridge, which provides access. Many of those using the park are immigrants who've moved to the West Side seeking new lives far from problematic homelands, who recognize the symbolism of Broderick Park and the Underground Railroad. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.